Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jennifer and Bella Van Gorp join us on today's program to talk about how their family has been supported by the annual Campaign for Persons with Intellectual Disabilities held by the Knights of Columbus annually. I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Bella Van Gorp and her mom, Jennifer. First of all, Bella, you just were a part of the live radio interview with us on the Big Red Radio. What was that like for you, and what's it like to be able to share your story?
Oh, I thought it was really inspiring for me to talk about my college life and what I'm doing, what I want to be older, and I'm just really grateful and thankful that I get to have amazing friends at Central who love me for me.
Well, and I've gotten to watch you grow up at the years at Pella High School, so you've done a lot at the school. Tell me and tell our listeners some of the things you were involved with while you were at Pella High.
So I was involved in volleyball, marching band, a concert band, volleyball, basketball, football, cheerleading. And it was my first year as a senior doing football cheerleading, and that was the most fun of all of that.
Awesome. That is so cool. And the other thing I know about you is that you're very involved in the Special Olympics, and you have been for quite a few years. And this drive that we're talking about helps fundraise for that. Tell our listeners some of the sports you've played in for the Special Olympics.
So I did basketball, cheerleading, track and field, biking. Yeah.
Oh, and I know, is biking's your favorite, is what I heard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, biking's my favorite.
Awesome. And mom, obviously, you've watched her grow up. You're very involved in Dave, and your whole family's been involved in the schools. What's it been like watching her grow up in the Pella Community School District and have campaigns like what the Knights are doing to support both the schools and the Special Olympics?
You know, it's been awesome. We have just been overjoyed with the school's willingness to try things. Some things are successful, some things aren't successful, but we just wanted Bella and her classmates to get the opportunity to try things, and you don't know how it's going to turn out until you do give it an effort. And so we just appreciate the Knights of Columbus and the funds that they've raised, providing some financial support for some of those efforts, some of those Special Olympics things, some of those field trip opportunities, work experience opportunities. Those are all things that don't happen without some funding. And so we're just really grateful for those opportunities that that's provided for Bella and students like her.
And Bella, one of the cool things I think about this campaign is a lot of the athletes at the high school get involved. What's it like to see your friends out there handing out Tootsie Rolls and raising money for you and your friends that are in the Special Olympics and those programs?
I thought it was really fun because I really like seeing all the people who created my senior year so much fun, and I'm really grateful for that.
Well, and as I understand, you are now a member of Central College. Tell me a little bit how that's been going for you and what it's been like to meet even more new friends up at Central.
It's been a lot of fun. This is my
fourth day
of being at Central College, and I've been loving it so far. I've been, you know, with my sweet mates, and it's just so much fun, and being able to talk about my backstory a little bit before I went to Central.
And as I understand, you know the cheer there now, too? So it's a different Go Dutch. Can you do that for us?
Mm-hmm. Hoorah, hoorah, such a rah, rah, Go Dutch!
She's got it down.
Got it.
And for you, Mom, what is it like to see Bella be able to take this? Because oftentimes these opportunities aren't available at college. What's it like for her to stay close to home but have that great college experience?
Well, it's a real testament to, first of all, Central College for wanting to take this risk. It doesn't come without a lot of infrastructure, a lot of phone calls and planning and hard work. And we're just grateful for Central's willingness to, again, try something new. And Pella Schools has prepared her really well for this opportunity. We are grateful for the partnership that they're sharing this year. Pella Schools is continuing to do the academic piece, so her work experience and her independent living skills will be still provided by Pella Community School District, but that living component, teaching her how to implement those independent living skills, is something that's being absorbed by Central College. And from an early age, Bella has expressed interest in going to college, and we were not sure if or how that opportunity would be available, and so we just couldn't be more excited that it is.
And what are you looking forward to most now about being at Central, and what do you hope to learn in college?
I hope to learn how to be more independent, and for me growing up too, and also the activities every single night that I get to experience and meet new people, and Yeah, I'm just so excited to graduate from college, obviously, and I'm so excited.
We're looking forward to when you graduate, too. Thank you, Van Gorps. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Once again, that was Bella and Jennifer Van Gorp discussing the support they've received from the annual Campaign for Persons with Intellectual Disabilities held by the Knights of Columbus in Pella. Find out how to donate at kniacableus.com or stop by the Pella Hy-Vee, Walmart, and Fairway stores every weekday evening this week and most of the day on Saturday. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableus.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.